So Nun Aleph Amad Aleph, four lines up from the widest line, we have Ki Osa Rav Barchano. When Rav Barchano came to Bavel from Eretz Yisrael, Ochal Da Aiser, he ate Da Aiser. He ate the Aiser. Why did he eat the Aiser? And what is the Aiser? Zok Rashi. Ochal Da Aiser. Chilev, it's fat. Shebetfifa is a keva. That's in the fold of the keva, the stomach. Shakeva kefufa. The stomach folds over. Vasuya kekeshes. And imagine a picture of the stomach as like a bow. You have an arch and a line going down, right? That's how the stomach looks and had a fold in it. And this chilev was found there. And Rashi says, Vayisei chilev shemokim hayeser. I first read it Hetzer. Vayisei chilev shemokim hayeser. The fat that was in the part of the straight line going down. The yeser is the straight line going down. We had an eruvin, a straight line. We talked about a city where the houses were situated. So they have the straight line and the bow. So it's like the D, the line of the D. Right, so the line of this bow. Oyich lemin Eretz Yisrael, where the fat was there, bnei Eretz Yisrael were noig to eat it. They were noig heter. Bnei Bavel nagin but yisrael. This is a machlokes in Chulin. And daf nun amar aleph. Machlokes between Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Shmuel. And the bnei Eretz Yisrael held like Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva was mekel, and he said the ice was mutter. And the bnei Bavel were noig like Rabbi Shmuel, and they asked it. Now, why did he eat this? So the Gemara is going to explain what's going on over here. He's eating this in the confines of his own house. Two Talmidim here in Bavel came to visit him. Even the Chazinu, as soon as he saw them, he hid it from them. He hid this meat, this chalev, and he put it away so they shouldn't see. Maisha, they saw. So he came and related this story to Abaye. The reason why he hid it from you is because he equated you to be like Kusim. Like the Kusim. Just like we said earlier, they're not going to be murder heter in front of Kusim, the Ami Oret, because they're not going to understand that they're going to be mezalzel more than they're supposed to. They're going to be meiko more than they're supposed to. They'll be mezalzel in the mitzvah. So to the year, Abai was telling them the reason why Rav Barchana held it from them, hid it from them, was because he was afraid of something that they might do. Rashi says, Shavinchu kikusoi, dami le'el dvarma matorim v'achim no'ogu bohen ister. Iyatora shaylat yom efneim, if there's something that's mutter be'etzen, mutter for him, and all the people are no'ogu bohen ister, the bnei bohen were no'ogu bohen ister, we said, Iyatora shaylat yom efneim, he was not allowed, Rav Barchana was not allowed to show you that he's being matter, and here, in this Rashi, in this Gemara, the mashma, that he's not even allowed to eat it in front of himself, on his own, in front of the people. Right? It's not, you know, if Iyatara Shalat Yom Ephraim is not only that he's not allowed to be Meir Heta for them, but he's not allowed to be Meir Heta for himself in front of them. Not so. The Re in Tosfos is Mistapik. He wants to learn Iyatara Shalat Yom Ephraim Dafko Befneihem. You're not allowed to be Meir Heta, but for yourself, you would be allowed to. And the question is, what about in front of Talmidim? What about in front of Talmidim?
So he says what?
You know, he said, "Yatzar shalatir mifneim, bifneim dafko." In front of them, but you're allowed to do bifneim Talmidim. Chomim, that we understand. That's pashut. Only kusim you're allowed to do in front of. And also, he's mistapik. What about in front of? What about being meir heter for yourself in front of Talmidim? So it's not that they're at odds, not that Tosfos and Rashi are at odds, but Tosfos is not clear in a case where, now, I'm mixing things up, because we're using, right now, the Gemara is using it with Rashi's explanation, in this case of the Aisra. Now what, if you had to classify the case of the Aisra, would you say it's the same exact type of case as the cases earlier or not? The cases earlier with the Bono Shar and Amil, where they also didn't want to say Mutor Matem. Is it the same exact? According to Rashi, Rashi is using the same Yatzar Hashem Efrem that we're using all along. Tosfos says that no. Tosfos says these cases were not, these isurim that they made were not nagu al pitam chacham. It was not a minig chashuv, according to the Ri. It was not a minig chashuv. However, the Isra, he says, was a minig chashuv. So, a minig chashuv, the Ri says, you're not allowed to be matter b'frem. You're not allowed to be matter at all. You have to be careful. Maybe even like our Mishnah, you have to be noisy and love chayim and mokim, which is more than that.
Right.
Not even allowed to do it for yourself.
Right.
But Tosfos says, but in the other cases, it's not a minig chashuv, and then the Ri wants to know, in those cases where it's not a minig chashuv, am I allowed to be meir heter b'fnei, not in front of the kusim, but in front of my tamidim? Tamidim chachamim? That's what Tosfos is not clear about. He doesn't say one way or the other. Anyways, but our case, Torah, is a minig chashuv, and that's it passed for Rashi to say that iyator rashi latir b'fneim, you're not allowed to pass in front of them. And this is a standard case. And Rav Chista said, you're not allowed to do it. You're not allowed to be Meir Hetzer. So Abaye told them that he equated you like Kusoy.
So what are the parameters, Lamasa, with Moshe Rabbeinu are looking for? When is it not?
So the Gemara right away asks that, right? The Gemara asks right now. But before we get to Gemara saying that, we said over, the Marshal explains this. He says, Kusoi, these are not Kusim, these are Tamil Chachamim. Well, why is Shavin Chukki Kusoi? So Marshal explained that for the exact opposite reason of the Kusim, they might come to the same conclusion. That they might be Madama Milsim Milsim because of their Sharfkeit, their Harifus, that they might say, oh, well, the Rebbe was Matir here, so therefore we could be Matir there, and he was afraid of that. And therefore, for the same reason that he wouldn't be Meir Heter in front of Kusi, who will just be Mezalzel Stam for no reason, he won't be Meir Heter for them because they have good reasons. But the Lamaisel comes to the wrong conclusion. He didn't want anyone to come to the wrong conclusions, therefore he hid it. Now the Gemara right away asks, I don't understand something. Very nice that you explained why Iyator Shalatir Mefneim applies here too, that's why you hid it from them. But the Gemara is asking, why was he allowed to do it at all? Maisi is a better Tisrael. He's coming to Babel, and Babel, we said, actually told us that their Noeg is there, so why is he allowed to do that? That's more asked on the first by line. Rav Barchano, Leslie Hod is not Noeg in the Chayram Mokim, Shirat Misham Chayram Mokim, Shalach Lisham. Our Mishnah says that when you go to a city, that does not work. Even though in your town, you're Mekel, and you allow yourself to work, the people in your town work. But if you go to a town, Erev Pesach, and they don't work, you have to be Noeg like the Minag HaMokim, Ayishanav Nemachoikis. Here he's not being Meshanav. Here he is being Meshanav. Sorry, he is Meshanav. And he's not being Noeg the Minag HaMokim. What's going on? So for that, we have two answers. Omar Abai, Hani Midri Bobel Bobel, when do we say that you're not allowed to be Meshanav? When you're going from one town in Bubble to another town in Bubble. Um, Eretz Yisrael, Eretz Yisrael, two towns in Eretz Yisrael. Or Inami, even me Bubble to Eretz Yisrael, or not even, but Kol Shekein. When you're going from Bubble to Eretz Yisrael, surely you can't be Meshana Minig HaMokom. Avo, Eretz Yisrael to Bubble, Loi. But this is the case that we hear, our Barchana came from Eretz Yisrael to Bubble, and when you come from Eretz Yisrael to Bubble, you are allowed to Meshana Minig HaMokom. You don't have to keep to the Minig HaMokom. Why? Kiva Danan Kaifinalu. Since we are subservient to them, Avdinu Kibasayu, we do like them, or the way Rashi and Tosfos explain, it's not that we do like them, but they don't have to do like us. So that's the first teretz. Why was Rav Barchana allowed to stick with his own minig from Eretz Yisrael?
Who's they don't have to do like us?
B'nai Eretz Yisrael don't have to fear as if like the B'nai Bavel when they come to Bavel.
No.
They'll have to keep them in Hagen. Because the B'nai Bavel are subservient to the B'nai Eretz Yisrael. As Tosfos says, because they have smicha, right? Rashi might also say, Rashi says because the B'nai Eretz Yisrael have smicha. Smicha only exists in Eretz Yisrael, didn't exist in Babel. So therefore, they're allowed to
be Meshanah. So that not the same, but
a similar idea. Okay. Now there's another teretz. Before we get to Rashi, there's another teretz from Rav Ashi. That was a biased teretz. Rav Ashi or Marafil Tei Meretz Yisrael Babel. You'll tell me, if it's fine to say that you're never allowed to Meshanah Minag HaMokom. Wherever you're going, even from Eretz Yisrael to Babel, you're not allowed to Meshanah. If Babel is holding this way, you have to hold this way. But, Hani Mili Heicho De Ein Daita Latzo. He would only say that when the person plans on staying there. When he plans on staying in the city, he has to go like the Minigam Mokan. Even if Neres Yisrael, they're a Mekel, but now he's staying here in Bavel. He has to fear like Bavel. However, Rabbi Barchano died to Lachzav, or Rabbi Barchano is going back to Eretz Yisrael. So in that case, even in general, we would say a person stays behind, even if he came from Eretz Yisrael, he'd have to go like the Bnei Bavel. But because Rabbi Barchano was going back to Eretz Yisrael, he didn't have to. And therefore, he was able to eat the ice.
This same thing would apply by on the 14th of Erev Pesach?
A person comes to Bavel. Right, let's say Eretz Yisrael has to be Eretz Yisrael and Bava, right? Let's say Eretz Yisrael was noig to work and Bnei Bava were noig not to work. Then yeah, if he's going back after Pesach, going back to Eretz Yisrael, he's coming just for Pesach, he would be allowed to work.
And the concept of Mechoikos goes out to
the... Oh, that's what Rashi explains. Let's see Rashi. Hani milim Bavel Bavel in the first Teretz of Abaye, Rashi explains. You have a person going traveling from one city to another city in Bavel, the Kima like Kaim Biladodi, since they're not subservient one to the other, in Mishanim and Ogalei Neyin, Yeshkam Vnei Machlaikas. If you start being Mishanim and Nidig in front of them, then there'll be Machlaikas between these two towns, or these people, and this person who's not fear like them. The whole Shekin in Bavel Eretz Yisrael, surely if a person is going from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael, Ayeshanas Minigamokum Vnei Machlaikas, there's going to be a great Machlaikas. People in Eretz Yisrael are going to be very offended by this person coming from Bavel and fearing not like them. I will marry Yisrael to Bavel, what Abaye said, when it comes from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel, in Ishanas, I'm meaning Bavel, ain't kan machloikis. They will not be machloikis. The Anan kaifilim marries Yisrael, they'll know this person's from Eretz Yisrael, and we're subservient to him. So if they see him acting that way, they'll say, oh, it's because he's from Eretz Yisrael. The Enus Smichi, because Eretz Yisrael, they have Smicha. But Bavel is Smichi. And in Bavel, they don't have smicha.
What does smicha have to do with
It makes them more chashuv, and they therefore they're a bigger authority in halacha. And therefore, so people will say, oh, it's like, you know, it's a, that Rebbe, he's allowed to do that.
You see that when one place comes to another place's town, he doesn't say, I'm sorry, you're subservient to me because I come from Eretz Yisrael.
Right. We did have a few times.
Yeah. They wouldn't pass him
Yeah. One time, remember by the Pats, he said, "I'll pass you like me." If you right, remember by the Pats, he said, you know, that they were jacking up the prices of the new Pats after Pesach.
Oh, it's a threat.
He said, "I'll pass you that they're all no good. They're all good, and then you won't have a problem at all." I said, "Well, why didn't he pass you that way in the first place? It wasn't his place. It was Rav and Shmuel, I think, right?" Yeah, Rashi just says in the second teretz of Rav Ashi, Avdinu Kivasayu Kaloimar. Rashi says it's Kaloimar. I have to explain to you what it is because it doesn't make sense. The words themselves don't make so much sense. In Boyim Yisham Lekan, if they come from Eretz Yisrael to here, Ein Lohem Neshanes Min Hogoyim, they don't have to change their minig. El Oisim Kamekayim, they're allowed to do like their originating city because they're going back to the originating city. Yeah, there's an interesting thesis over here. Taisa has a very nice point. Taisa says, Elamaisa, with this teretz of Rav Ashi, that the reason why Rabbi Barchana was allowed to fear that way is because he's going back. So he says, then it's going to come out that our Mishnah, which says, in both cases, it's going to come out that is only true, that we're talking about different cases, that Noisinov Chemir Mokim. So Taisa because like this, we're saying that Rabbi Barchana was allowed to fear this way because he's going back to Eretz Yisrael. That means that in our Mishnah that says Noisnov Chemir Amokoim,
it's not talking about
Shaholach Leshom, right? Is what? When is that case? Noisnov Chemir Amokoim Shaholach Leshom. In the case of Ein Dai Tilachzer. So it comes out that the case of Noisnov Chemir Amokoim Shiyotza Misham is Daitelachzer. And Noisnov Chemir Amokoim Shaholach Lesham is Ein Daitelachzer. So we're talking about two different cases. But this has a little bit of a question. The Mishnah, until now, the Mishnah was fine. The Mishnah was talking about one case. That the person, let's say Ein Daitelachzer. And in both cases, Noisnov Chemir Amokoim, either way. But now, with this answer, comes out we're talking about two different cases, so Tesla says a little bit of a question on this chat.
Why there's no differentiation from the Mishnah?
And the Mishnah is now, you have to establish the Mishnah and talk about two different cases, not so clean.
Uh-huh.
Okay, Weiter. Gemara says, Amale Rabba Barchana Livne. Rabba Barchana told his son, I know that you're going to see me eating, and you're going to say it's our family's minig, and therefore we're allowed to eat the Haisra. Here, even here in Bava, we come from Eretz Yisrael. Zok there, no. Here in Bava, you're not allowed to fear this way. I do? Don't. It's mamash to fakir to modern day parenting, right? Modern day parenting, you know, you have to be the role model, right? You have to teach by example. Here he's telling him, don't do like me. I personally saw Rabbi Yochanan, I think in Eretz Yisrael, and they're eating the Daisro, and therefore Kedai Rabbi Yochanan lismechalav befonam shleib befonam. Therefore, I'm allowed to rely on Rabbi Yochanan, whether I'm in front of him or not in front of him, because I saw Rabbi Yochanan. Ato loy risay say you did not see him eating; you're only seeing me, and I don't want you to rely on me. Loy seichal be mefonai bein shleib befonai. Don't.
What does it have to do with them seeing them not seeing the mice? They come from Eretz Yisrael, no?
Yeah.
Eretz Yisrael, this was the minute.
Yeah.
You didn't need to have to see anybody. It was already understood that this was the general minute in the conduct, the baby in Eretz Yisrael. It was up in Kimitzah.
So he's here in Bavel, and he's telling him, in Bavel, I'm afraid that people are going to make a mistake. In Bavel, we're not allowed to do this like this.
But why should it have to do it all? We're talking about themselves privately.
Right.
Is it Shloim before night? Even Shloim, forget about Shloim before night. Why can't they do it Betzina, right?
Why can't the son do it Betzina also?
Yeah.
So he was he said, I saw.
It's not dependent on who we saw. It's dependent on what the minute was. That's true. The minute was, and that's what they ate. It doesn't say it's because we had to see. What about somebody who lived in Eretz Yisrael didn't see?
Oh, in Eretz Yisrael would be a question. If they're now in Eretz Yisrael, I don't think you'd be saying this thing. Meiri says he's talking about Nafi in Bavel. He's in Bavel and he's telling his son, I don't want you relying on me whatsoever. There's the Rabbeinu Chananel explains that what's going on over here is there's some koyach in the Re'iyah that it's not tangible, and when you see something, then you could fear that way. But if you didn't see it with your own eyes, even though you see me eating it, don't rely on me. I'm only allowing myself because I saw Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan is much greater than I, he's saying.
It's a new thing. Yeah. We didn't see this until.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But it relates to the whole sugya.
Until it was all dependent.
Minik, on the minik alone.
Yeah.
Now we're talking about a Nayazach that even in Minhagim, it's only in a gap because of the Minhagim. Because we're in Bavel and the minik is not to eat, that's why he's telling him not to eat. But he's saying an added thing. He is saying an added thing. He's saying that there's also a koyach. I saw Rabbi Yochanan myself. I therefore understand it because I saw it. Therefore, I'm allowed to be married after here in Betzino in Bavel. You did not. You cannot. I'm not allowing you to rely on me. That's why I'm not even allowing you to eat in front of me, because I'm trying to tell you that you're not allowed to eat at B'chalak. You didn't see Rabbi Yochanan. You're not allowed to eat. Now, it makes sense here, especially in this case, because we're talking about Chalev and Shuman. This is a Shuman, this is a Heter Chalev. It's so, you know, subtle, the difference that, you know, seeing Mamash is believing, seeing is it.
Yeah, but that's not a role. That's not mentioned over there.
What?
That's ostensibly why it was asked in Bubble in the first place.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So that's what he's saying. He's saying, Beim Mefanam Mishlem Mefanai. Some Mefanashim explain, Bein Shaloi B'Fanai means even after the Achar Moisi, which you don't have to say. I mean, I think you could say even now the Shaloi B'Fanai, you know, outside, you know, because he's saying Bein B'Fanai also. Now, we're saying Upligo Didei Adidei. The Maisa Rav Bar Chana is not...
No, not listen, that he's answering them, Shaloi B'Fanai, don't assume when I'm not here, you're free to go ahead and...
Why would they assume that? He asked them even B'Fanai, so it's Kosha came.
Okay, if I'm not here... I left the world.
I would think Kosher can. If he said you can't even do it in front of me where I could watch you, so surely when I'm not around, can't do it. Upligo didei adidei. The Maaser Rav Bar Chana is not consistent because Rav Bar Chana is about to relate something where he's a little more makel. Now, it happens to be that it's not him himself,
right.
But the Gemara is learning that he agreed with it. The fact that he said it over meant that he agreed with it. So we see there's a little bit of inconsistency with Rabbi Yochanan. Now, with Rav Bar Chanan, Maiso is what to answer because it's not him himself. But the Gemara says it's a shtickle stira. How do you know? The Rav Bar Chanan, Rav Bar Chanan himself said over, Sochli Rabbi Yochanan ben Elazar, a different Rabbi Yochanan. Said over to me, Pamachas Nechnasti, I, Rabbi Yochanan ben Elazar, entered Achrab Shimon Rabbi Yossi Lekunyo Legino. I entered after Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yossi ben Lekunyo. Name. Legino into a garden. Venotal Sviche Kruv. And he took, this Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yossi took Sviche Kruv. Which will seem, the svichim are the aftergrowth, things that were not lamaisa planted, of kruv, of cabbage, v'ochal, and he ate it, v'nosan li, and he said to me, it's Rabbi Yochanan Elazar saying, he said to me, here, eat some too, v'omar li, and he told me when he gave me to eat, v'ni, v'fonai achoil, shalei v'fonai loisei. I'll allow you to eat it in front of me, because I can watch you, but when you're not in my presence, do not eat it. Why? I saw firsthand the Reb Shimon ben Rav Yossi ben Lekunyo. Says I saw firsthand Reb Shimon Yochai eating it, so therefore I'm allowed to rely on that even not in front of Reb Shimon Yochai. But Anto
and who?
And
he's telling him to also eat.
No, Reb Shimon ben. Right, I'm allowed to.
Not only I'm allowed to, but you're also allowed to.
Well, so he says, "Ato befonai echol shalei befonai lo yisleipa."
Right.
He's saying I'm allowed to rely on Rav Shimon Yochai whether I'm in Rav Shimon Yochai's presence or not. But you
befonai,
because we're talking about Rav Shimon Yochai over here.
Yeah.
So it sounds like he's even greater than Rabbi Yochanan. Chayyur makes sense, and therefore his fire, his allowance for this a svichei kruv. Is even greater than Rabbi Yochanan's allowance for Daiso, because we're talking about Rabbi Shimon Yochai. So therefore, if you saw someone who saw Rabbi Shimon Yochai, then you're allowed to eat it in front of that person, but not in front of that person. Hear the chilek, Rabbi Yochanan.
So now it's up to
who you saw. Who you saw? Yeah, that makes a difference. The Gemara really has this theory. Rashi says,
how did he know?
How did who know? Rav Shimon ben Rav Yossi. How do you know that what?
That scene.
That he's allowed to marry head to someone else?
Yeah, that he could carry it that much further.
I guess, you know, Rav Shimon ben Yochai.
Understood the standard.
Yeah. Rashi says, V'notas v'chei kruv, v'shvi'is l'achas mambir. We're talking about what's the Isser, because we're talking about after you had to remove it from your house in the seventh year. Kedai means roi, v'fonai echol. In front of me, you're allowed to rely on me because I'm relying on a Shimon Yochai. It was a greater, right? However, he says, "Shimon Shochal." This is Rashi explaining what the inconsistency is. He told his sons. Rabbi Bar Chana told his sons, "You're not even in front of me." And here he's relating over. Even though he's not someone you can rely on. And he didn't learn up as a sugi on his own. Right? It's not from his own svar that he's being matir to him. You could rely on this much to eat in front of that person because he saw a gavir rabba that ate.
That was to compare the svichei kruv to
Caleb,
it doesn't seem like on the same level of difficulty in distinguishing. Who is going to work it out?
Uh-huh.
But kruv is
distinguishable, gross. And Caleb maybe not so much.
Caleb is like you said, Caleb shin and then parts of the animal.
Yeah.
Here it's a nature of a vegetable. Why did it take such a...
Yeah, and Rashi doesn't explain that that's the chilek.
That could have been the reason.
But Rashi doesn't say that. Right. That could have been the reason the difference between the two cases.
Right.
That he was more machmir with the Aisra, and he was less machmir. But Rashi doesn't say that. Why doesn't Rashi say that?
Okay, Rash is pointing out that he doesn't say that, that there is an inconsistency here.
Yeah, meaning that they're really equatable.
Right.
Really, they're equatable. In Heter, they're equatable. Svichei Kru and Daiser are equatable. They both have places that are Matir and places that are Aser. We'll see, right? We'll see the Iser coming up soon in the Heter. Yeah. Yeah. Tosis points out over here something very interesting. Tosis points out of Yerushalmi that Reb Shimon saw someone eating the Svichei Kru in the seventh year, and he says, "My high." So the person said back to him, "What do you mean? You were my heter, right?" So he says, "But the Chacham, and we're going to see in a minute, the Chacham argue with Reb Shimon Yochai, and they say that we're afraid of right to make zero Svichei Kru or to Shar Svichei." So he said, "My chaverim argue. I mean, how can you pass them like me?" He called them a pair together, right? A pair together, Yishchenu Nochosh. Call them a pair together. So Tosfos asks that, well, I don't understand. If he himself was Meir Heter and he ate it, so why is he getting angry at someone else for eating it? So Tosfos, because Lamaisa, he didn't want the Ameiratim, which really ties into our whole sugya, to start fearing that way. So even though he ate it that way, he was very careful with it. But to see an Amora, it's all of a sudden eating it, and he got very scared. And he said, "You're a pair together. I wasn't a murder hatter for everyone to eat it." So it's biter. We're talking about the same Indian over here. About when there is a Isser, that people are, getting this into the wrong hands.
I think what it means is that because he ate it, the Daiser, so he saw who was sitting in front of him and understood that it would be acceptable for this Talmud.
He didn't, he hid it for him.
No,
oh, for his son?
In
the previous case, yeah.
Rav Rachano
saw, what did he see? No, the two Talmidim saw the Rebbe, Rav Rachano, they saw him eating.
No, but then he said,
he told his son, he said, "You're not allowed to eat in front of me and not in front of me." Both. He told his son.
Rabbi Yechanan? Yeah, because he saw the Rebbe. So maybe the Bechanan ate in front of Rav Rachano because he understood who Rav Rachano was. Of the Baitanish.
Uh-huh.
Maybe that's what was bothering him over here, which is what he's saying. Look, that I ate in front of the Reb Shimon Reb Yaisi because I know who he is.
Yeah, that's interesting. That goes into the Reis Sofik over here. Or then I'm allowing Meir Heter Bifneim. Tosfos starts off right away. Tosfos starts off with saying that the Ran understands that Dvorim Amutorim, he understands that these are people that knew, it's not Stam Amaratz, these are people knew what the Heter was, and they were Noig Isser. They want to be Noig Isser. And still, and that's why Iyat HaRashad HaTzim HaFneim. It shows you they knew something. They knew what was going on a little bit.
In which case? All three cases?
Tosfos says this on the words. Whenever we say Dvorim Amutorim, Acherim Nogan Bo Isser, it's Dvorim Amutorim, they know it's Mutter. And yet, they're like, "Yes, you know, Iyat Rosh Hashanah Tzimuf Neim." Okay, weiter. So, Anun Alfon Beis, we want to know a little more of a background over here. What's the Reb Shimon that holds that, right, that the Svichei Kruv is Mutter? Zot Gemara, my Reb Shimon, the Sanyo, because we learned in a Braiso, Reb Shimon Oimer, Klas Svichim Asurim Chutz Misvichei Kruv. All Svichim, all aftergrowth in the Shviyas year, they grow without planting, that's it. Right? They grow on their own. But they're also, except for Svichei Kruv. What's the exception of Svichei Kruv? Sh'ein Kayetze Bohen B'yerek HaSodeh. Reb Shimon says that Svichei Kruv is different, and we'll see in Rashi what this means, how it's different. But he says it's different because he says literally there's nothing else like it of the vegetables that grow, and therefore that's why it makes it stand out, and that's why it's mutter. We'll see in Rashi. Rashi has a few pshatim, and then Rashi has a pshat, and then he asks two questions on it, and he throws it out. And he has a different pshat. We'll see in a minute. But the Chacham Maimrim, Kol Asvichin Asurim, really they hold everything, even Tzvicha Kruv is Osir. That's what Tosis is alluding to when he says, how can you pass like me? The Tarvayu Aliba the Rebbe Kiva, both Rebbe Shimon and the Chacham are going in Rebbe Kiva. Because what does Rebbe Kiva say? Besanyo. The Pasuk says, we did not plant and we did not gather in our tvua, our grains. Om Rebbe Kiva. Rebbe Kiva said, I don't understand this Pasuk. How is it possible to be collecting if you didn't plant? So mikan, so therefore we learned from this, the svichin shein asurim. Rabbi Kiva wants to learn from this, that svichin in general are going to be asur. They're going to be asur because the pasuk is alluding to that. The pasuk is saying, what are you gathering in? You didn't plant, you're gathering in the things that planted on them by themselves, the thing that grew them by themselves. So therefore, svichin, after growth is asur. The Torah is telling us, we didn't gather in even the svichin. So then where's the room for Rav Shimon to say Mutter Svichei Kruv and the Chacham say Osir? My commit, my Miflegi, Rabbonon Sabri Gazrin on Svichei Kruv out to Shar Svichei Dalmo. Now that we know Rav Akiva asked Svichim, so Rabbonon want to say that Svichei Kruv is no exception. Even though it's different, maybe the way it grows, I agree, but they said you're going to come to mix up. If you see that, a person eating Svichei Kruv, they'll say all Svichim are Mutter. So therefore they ask. And Rav Shimon Sabra Loi Gazrin on Svichei Kruv out to Svichei Dalmo, they didn't make such a gzeva. Zok Rashi. Kol ha-svichin asurin. B'shvi'is mizman abir v'eilich. Rashi again says that we're talking about in the seventh year after the zman bir, which Tosfos argues with him. Tosfos says we're talking about even before the zman bir. But Rashi so far twice told us that we're holding in the seventh year after the zman bir, you have to have it removed from your house. You have to have it removed from your house. And therefore that's why it's awesome, right? Tosfos holds that Svichei Kruv, like Rashi holds over here, Tosfos wants to know that Rashi goes on to say in his final shot in what's going on with Svichei Kruv, he says that Svichei Kruv never die out from the field. They're always in the field. So then that means that the Chaya is always in the field eating Svichei Kruv. So it's not Kol Chayim and Asadah. So it's Man Beer. What's Man Beer? There's no beer here.
And according to one man, is it the show? Says it until the last meal is called up, this Man Beer doesn't stop.
Everything doesn't stop.
Right.
You have to see. That's over here on the base. Huh?
Depends on.
Okay, so let's see weiter. So Rashi says, chutz misvichei kruv, olin hayoytze mikelach hakruv. We're talking about the leaves that sprout out from the stalk of the cabbage stalk. She'ein kayoytze b'hen, Rashi says, ki yerek asodeh. What did Rav Shimon ben Yochai mean? That the reason why svichei kruv is an exception. So Rashi first starts like this: Mishroshin hen gedilim. The svichei kruv grow from the roots of the plant itself. Vare hen ki'ilon, and therefore it's like a tree. That what shemoysev anof mal anof. How does a tree grow? Tree grows from the bark, comes out branches. So too the kruv from the stalk grows. Now what's other svichim? Mechol shar svichim mizera hanechbot benoyfel oretzu. What is the aftergrowth, the general aftergrowth? It's talking about seeds. I understand this, it's seeds that come out from the fruits and vegetables that fall to the ground, and then they fall and they naturally, but no one planted them, they naturally grow. But Svichei Kruv ain't a king. But Svichei Kruv is not like that. Ela olav gdilim ba'anofim. It's the Rashi repeats himself. It's the leaves growing out of the branches. The Torah was only specific to answer this, that the svichim that it says in the pasuk is the types of growth that happens through regular planting. Meaning, even though I didn't plant it, but because it was planted, it came through a planting process. So therefore, right? This is the pshat that I heard, that the chiluk between svichei kruv and shar svichim is in the way they grow. That's the whole chiluk. So Rashi, because I have two problems with this. Chado, the chiyai gavn loikori svichim, elag, dilim is there anechbot, v'neipel oretz koinem lakito. If this is the pshat, then why are we calling this svichei kruv? We're calling this svichei kruv. I svichim kruv. Svichim, you're telling me, is specifically svichim is aftergrowth. The pshat and the pasuk of leinesleif is that they're svichim that they grow through the zriya process from the seed that falls to the ground, right? Before it's collected, before you do a collection, so it grows into the ground on its own. But then why are we calling this svichim kruv? Svichim is mashma. Svichim is mashma. The things that grow on their own through the zriya process. But you're calling svichim kruv, also you're calling it svichim. So he doesn't like, Rashi says.
I don't understand. The difference is not on who's planting it.
Rashi's saying, I have a problem with your pshat. You told me the difference between them is the way they grow.
Yeah.
But we're calling svichim kruv also svichim.
What is svichim kruv?
Svichim kruv means the aftergrowth, right? The aftergrowth of the cabbage plant.
Right. What's wrong with svichim?
Because svichim is limited to, the way you just explained, svichim should be limited to those plants that grow through the seeds growing on their own. The seeds fall into the ground and they cause growth.
Okay.
But this svichim kruv is a whole different animal. It shouldn't be called svichim kruv. It should be called anofe kruv. It should be called svichim. That's Rashi's first brother. Rashi says, the chihai gavna loy kori svichim and agdim nizara nechba, but I feel our skin on the kito. His first problem is that's not called svichim. You just gave me a definition of svichim is that they grow through the zriya process of the seeds falling down. Svichim kruv, it doesn't sound like that. Svichim kruv sounds like, the way you just explained to me, svichim kruv sounds like a whole different animal, that it grows from the plant itself. That's his first kasha. How is that called svichim kruv? If you tell me the whole distinction between the two things, svichim kruv and shas svichim, is the way they grow, then svichim kruv should not be called svichim kruv. It should be called something else.
Okay.
No, the svichim itself is what it is. It's a difference. That's what you're telling me. The difference is the growth process itself. However, Tosafos says,